our specials right now. We're open from 7:30 to 5:30 p.m. Monday through Friday, 7:30 to noon Saturday. We're open for business. We really want to earn your business, so stop in and see us.
Sounds good. You wear many hats, including sometimes you wear funny hats too, don't you?
Oh, I do. Listen, comedy is always part of what we do here. Literally, people are... We have a lot of people come in and maybe have a sour note and need to have some cheering up. We're here for many reasons, but one thing we are for sure, we're here for our customers.
Absolutely. Well, Tom, as always, thanks for joining us, and we'll see you soon.
Thank you, Phil. You take care.
Tom Mueller at Mueller Implement in Dodgeville for our report today on WRCO.
New Chevrolet vehicles are coming in weekly. Stop in and see one of our friendly sales professionals to see what's on the way, on the lot, or even custom order one the way you want. Go to JonesChev.com to see what's available or set up an appointment. You can even fill out the secure credit application and get pre-approved for competitive interest rate and lock it in. Jones Chevrolet Richland Center, over 100 years of being your Chevy truck headquarters. Chevrolet, together, let's drive.
News, I'm Sherry Preston. Republicans and Democrats reacting to last night's presidential debate and the performance of both men. Democratic Senator Raphael Warnock from Georgia.
I almost forgot how much Donald Trump lies. I mean, the man stood there and lied for 90 minutes straight. That's a rare talent.
And Republican Congresswoman Elise Stefanik from New York.
They have to hide Joe Biden. If this is what Joe Biden, this is his performance after a week of being in debate camp, that's catastrophic for him and embarrassment.
Now, the matchup sparking a fresh round of calls from some Democrats for Biden to consider stepping aside. The U.S. Supreme Court out with more rulings this morning. Some cases still left to be decided. One on whether the January 6th rioters should have been charged with obstruction and whether Donald Trump should have absolute immunity from criminal prosecution for anything carried out while in office. Iranians going to the polls in an election to replace hardline President Ebrahim Raisi, who died in a plane crash earlier this year. This is ABC News. Andy Field. We're not even into July yet, and the July 4th holiday travel crush is expected to shift to an even higher gear today. Over 3 million people are expected to be screened at airports across the country. The sister of Britain's King Charles now out of the hospital. Princess Anne was hurt on Sunday and left with a concussion. This may have been the most anticipated second-round NBA pick in history.
After years of speculation and wonder, it happened. LeBron James and LeBron James Jr. are finally teammates. A visibly emotional Bronny James receives his Lakers hat from his mother, Savannah, while she dabs her eyes with a handkerchief. This moment has been nearly two decades in the making with a particularly hard past year.
Listen to me, okay, get ambulance here now.
You may remember last summer when the former five-star recruit collapsed at practice after suffering a heart attack caused by a congenital heart defect. It would require surgery.
ABC's Danny New, Bronny James going in the 55th round of the draft. Sherry Preston, ABC News.
Now is a good time to reflect on your pharmacy needs. If you're thinking about switching, the place to go for great service from people who care is the Richland Family Prescription Center. The staff and pharmacists do whatever it takes to help you. They're never too busy to answer questions. Their goal is to be your primary source of healthcare information. With everyone watching every penny, they know it's dangerous and unhealthy not to take your medicine as prescribed by your doctor. They've always matched any price and honor any prescription program. They also work with you and your doctor to find less expensive medications. And the Richland Family Prescription Center features free in-town delivery and free mailing. The Richland Family Prescription Center, where you and your family always come first.
Family Prescription Center, where your family always comes first.
Are you saving enough to maintain your current lifestyle throughout your retirement years? Is it time to increase your retirement plan contributions? Could you get more out of your retirement plan if you changed your allocation of funds?
Rob Reddish at PCB Wealth Management, located at the People's Community Bank, can help you determine if it would be in your best interest to make these or other changes to your retirement plan. Call him today at 608-588-9946 or simply stop by any local branch to arrange a free, no-obligation personal consultation. Securities and advisory services are offered through LPL Financial, a registered investment advisor and broker-dealer member FINRA SIPC. Insurance products are offered through LPL or its licensed licensed affiliates, not insured by FDIC or any other government agency, not bank guaranteed, not bank deposits or obligations may lose value. It's a wet forecast. Can't hardly read it. It's so wet. Anyway, we'll have details on that coming up in a moment here on WRCO, WRCE. It's 5 minutes after 7.
Donald Trump brags he nominated the justices who overturned Roe v. Wade, getting rid of the constitutional right to abortion.
Well, I did something that nobody thought was possible. I got rid of Roe v. Wade. For 54 years, they were trying to get Roe v. Wade terminated, and I did it, and I'm proud to have done it.
Donald Trump not only took away abortion rights, he wants to monitor pregnant women and punish those who seek an abortion. Just listen.
Do you believe in punishment for abortion? Yes or no? It's a principle.
The answer is that there has to be some form of punishment.
For the woman?
Yeah.
Banning abortion, monitoring, and punishing women. That's how far Trump might go in a second term. Visit abetterwisconsintogether.org/TrumpMonitor to tell Donald Trump his views on abortion are too extreme for Wisconsin. Paid for by A Better Wisconsin Together, Inc.
Looking for the perfect lift chair? A-Plus Furniture and Mattress Outlet in Richland Center has you covered. We carry the Ultra Comfort line of lift chairs. These top-of-the-line American-made lift chairs are customizable with options like extendable footrests, waterproof fabric, and some have a weight capacity of up to 600 pounds. Whether you need extra help standing or just want to lounge in luxury, visit A-Plus Furniture and Mattress Outlet at 172 South Church Street today for the ultimate in comfort and convenience. Your perfect lift chair is waiting.
Today's forecast calls for a high of 73. Some rain showers possible redeveloping this afternoon. Possibly 1 to 2 inches of rain total today and a high in the low 70s. Tonight, mostly cloudy, scattered showers and thunderstorms and a low of 66. Saturday, 83 with a lone shower or two in the afternoon. For Sunday, 74 and pleasant conditions. Monday, 77 as well with a 50% chance of widespread rain. In Richland Center this morning, after a midnight reading of 68 and 31 one-hundredths of an inch of rain, just over 3/10 today. In the Pratt Funeral and Cremation rain gauge, it is 57 degrees.
This ain't Texas. Ooh. Ain't no hold'em. Cards down, 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 down. So park your Lexus. Ooh. And throw your keys up. Hey. Stick around, round, 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 round. Stick around. And I'll be damned if I can't slow dance with you. Come pour some sugar on me, honey, too. It's a real live boogie and a real live hold down. Don't be a hey. Come take it to the floor now. Ooh. Huh. There's a tornado.
There's a tornado
in my city.
Surviving.
I'll break up kisses, sweet redemption, passing time, yeah. Ooh, one step to the right. We headed to the dive bar we always thought was nice. Ooh, run me to the left, then spin me in the middle, boy. I can't read your mind. This ain't Texas, ain't no hold'em. Lay your cards down. Your letters, oh. All your keys up. Stick around, round, 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 round. And I'll be damned if I can't slow dance with you. Come pour some sugar on me, honey, too. It's a real live boogie and a real live hold down. Don't be a
come take it to the
and
floor.
And I'll be
now.
Damned if I cannot dance with you. Come pour some liquor on me, honey, too. It's a real live boogie and a real live hold down. Don't be a come take it to the floor now.
Feels dramatic.
Now we're running to the fire. first bar that we find, yeah. Ooh, one step to the right. We headed to the dive bar we always thought was nice. Ooh, you run to the left. Just with me in the middle, boy, I can't read your mind. This ain't Texas, ain't no holding. Lay your cards down, 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 down. No, so park your Lexus, hey, throw your keys up. Stick around, round, 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 round. And I'll be damned if I cannot dance with you. Come pour some sugar on me, honey, too. It's a real life boogie and a real life hold down. Don't be a to the I'll be damned if I cannot dance with you. Come pour some liquor on me, honey, too. It's a real live boogie and a real live hold down. Don't be a come take it to the flow now. Ooh. Take it to the flow now. Ooh.
Oops.
To the flow now. Ooh.
Sugar and liquor on me too. Spurs, boots, sologenic, photogenic, shoot.
7-Eleven, good morning on a Friday. Here comes the weekend. Lots of things to celebrate, lots of things to tell you about. There are some that are taking off like now till July 8th. You know, 4th of July used to be one holiday. Now, you know, of course, especially next week when it rides on a Thursday, lots of four-day weekends for a lot of people. But I heard, you know, and of course they were talking about it on the news, too. It's going to be a really record-breaking travel time, and people are leaving as early as today. So it's turned into a week-long plus vacation for some. So, well, good for you. Absolutely. If you can do it, no problem.
Out. You stepped on my foot.
Well, I love a rainy night. I love a rainy night. I love to hear the thunder. Watch the lightning when it lights up the sky. You know it makes me feel good. Well, I love a rainy night. Such a beautiful sight. I love to feel rain on my face. Taste the rain on my lips. In the moonlight showers, showers wash all my cares away. I wake up to a sunny day, 'cause I love a rainy night. Yeah, I love a rainy night. Well, I love a rainy night. Well, I love a rainy night. I love a rainy night. I love a rainy night. I love to hear the thunder. Watch the lightning when it lights up the sky. You know it makes me feel good. Well, I love a rainy night. Such a beautiful sight. I love to feel the rain on my face. Taste the rain on my lips. In the moonlight shadow.
There's a lot of love going around. There have been a lot of rainy nights lately. Eddie Rabbit on WRCO. Congratulations to Janet Olson. She was caller six. She heard Lady Bell walk through the studio, and as a result, Janet, and she's been behaving herself this week. Janet is able to have chocolate milk on Friday. That's what happens when you behave yourself. Chocolate milk on Friday, courtesy of Quick Trip, Highway 14 and County O. Lisa and the gang supplying that for us. So keep listening for Lady Bell to wander through and moo. Oh, she's got quite a tail on her, too, that Lady Bell, I'll tell you. Got a few burdocks in it, it sounds like. Anyway, coming up, we'll see what old Hank Ray's doing. My young band on WRCO FM 100.9. It is 7:19.
Family Prescription Center, where your family always comes first.
This is Lynette from the Prescription Center. We want to thank all of our longtime friends who have put their trust in us to manage their family's health. We want to thank our increasing number of new friends who have learned just how special we treat our friends. We do realize you can go anywhere or use mail order. We want you to choose us every day. We know copays are the same for any pharmacy in town. However, we feel we provide a superior value for your dollars. If you find our prices higher, we will match prices for all medications. We check to see if any of your prescriptions have dollar off coupons from the manufacturer. These coupons actually put money back in your pocket. If your current pharmacy does not do this, give us a call. We know your time is valuable. When you call ahead, your prescriptions are ready when you stop. I guarantee you will never wait in our drive-thru. Okay, we do not have a drive-thru. The Family Prescription Center, where you and your family always come first.
Shop the Sherwin-Williams July Holiday Sale and get 30% off paints and stains from June 28th through July 8th. With prices starting at $34.29, it's the perfect time to transform your space with color. Whether you're looking to revamp your bedroom, living room, or home office, we have you covered with bold hues, soothing neutrals, and everything in between. Shop the sale online or visit your neighborhood Sherwin-Williams store. Retail sales only. Some exclusions apply. See store for details.
We are having the Schmidt Woodland Hills Grand Cash Giveaway 50-50 raffle again this year. Only 1,500 tickets will be sold, with the potential for a maximum payout of $7,500 to a single winner. The winning ticket will be drawn on July 18th during the Tommy P. Harvey Memorial Golf Outing at Moroqua Hills Golf Course. You can't be the winner if you don't buy a ticket. Get your ticket today. Just $10 per ticket. This could be your year.
The House on the Rock attraction between Dodgeville and Spring Green has a wide variety of jobs for a wide variety of people. They are hiring for retail sales, hospitality positions, maintenance and upkeep, and admission openings. Apply now by calling 608-935-3639, extension 1201, or print an application at thehouseontherock.com. That's 608-935-3639, extension 1201, or visit houseontherock.com. Find your perfect job today.
For student athletes, routine physicals are more than just a good idea. They're a requirement. The WIAA requires that student athletes have a physical exam every 2 years. The team at the Richland Hospital and Clinics is eager to support the health and well-being of our local athletes by offering sports physicals all summer long for a reduced rate of $15. Call today to schedule a time with one of our providers, the Richland Hospital and Clinics. Caring, educating, healing.
Friday's Roundup is brought to you by Mueller & Sons Excavating, Julie Karen State Farm, and by Napa Auto and Truck Parts. Join us for some Friday fun with Hank and Phil, guaranteed to kickstart your weekend with laughter and entertainment.
It's time for the Roundup.
Good morning, Philip.
Hey, what's going on?
I'm clean this morning, buddy. You should be nice. The whole staff should be good.
You got a bath.
I did.
Mm-hmm.
Almost a week.
What are the odds makers saying for us the chance to have a baseball game tonight?
30%, Phil.
30? Oh, well, 30%. That's higher than I thought, maybe.
Yeah, what are your odds makers
I was thinking maybe there's a 10% chance we'll have a game. But,
oh, okay.
I don't know. If the forecast holds true, we won't.
No, we won't.
No.
So, but anyway.
You're supposed to be in the same spot as me, right? Plain?
Well, sort of. I'm supposed to be a little ahead of you.
Well, yeah, you'd be behind the...
Yes.
I'm behind the screen. You're in front of the screen.
Yeah. You want to switch?
No. I'd rather speculate and contemplate and talk about it than to actually have to make the call.
Right.
That's the way my life is. I'd rather
have somebody else... I do the same thing during a baseball game.
Somebody else do it, and I can say, what are they doing?
You know. I usually look at the batter and go, what do you think?
Oh, yes.
It's a ball.
Mm-hmm.
It's a ball.
You had a game last night, didn't you?
I did. I had a couple of them last night. Kickapoo.
Okay.
Yeah, they had some Legion ball going on.
Mm-hmm.
Very late night.
Tis the season.
It is. Tis the season. I was getting ready to wind down like the middle of July. They have the regionals in state. And
yeah, same for the youth baseball and some of that. They'll wrap up mid-July or something.
So looking forward to that.
Mm-hmm.
So anyway. And did you do anything yesterday? Did you get in trouble?
I'm trying to think. I think pretty well I was clear last night. I don't think I did anything too majorly wrong. I did go out and try to till a little bit of the garden again.
Did you? How did that work for you?
Oh, you know, most of it's pretty good, but there's a couple of places where we hadn't planted anything. Mm-hmm. A little quacky, and that kind of tangled up my tiller a little bit.
Ooh.
But that's all right. But the biggest problem I have is, you know, I built the Mighty Fortress fence
mm-hmm.
to protect some of the things that the little rodents like to eat. And I'm sitting there, all of a sudden I look around, and there's a baby rabbit inside the fence.
Oh, yes.
Chewing on June's cabbage. And I'm like, hey! And he got out. So I figured,
how do you get in?
Well, that's a good question. It's a mighty fortress. So I went back and I got a couple more steel posts, and he couldn't possibly get in there now. There's no way that he can get in there now.
I remember my dogs chase rabbits in my backyard
mm-hmm.
and through a chain link fence so a rabbit can get in there, and they can get out when they're after, and a dog's after them.
There's chicken wire, and then there's you know, like a chain link, and they still found a way somehow to get underneath it. I don't know. They're just like Houdini rabbits there in Sustainville. They really are.
The mole has made it all the way to my back porch.
Has he?
Yes.
Well, good for him.
Yeah. Uh-huh. I was out there last night like at 10:15 trying to dig him up. I couldn't believe it.
Right. Yeah. I noticed one making dents in my yard, too, yesterday.
So really?
I'm not immune either. It must be.
I dropped a couple off for you.
Did you? I see. You relocated them.
Yeah.
Straight moles.
Out. Yeah.
Mm-hmm. As somebody pointed out, we have grubs. You know, so we have groovy grubworms in our
yard. Are they talking about us or the
yard?
Yeah,
I think so. We're grubs.
You're grubs.
But that's what they're going
Thanks,
after.
Thanks, Joanne.
Yeah, right. But, yeah, it's a mess. So I think I'm going to have to maybe stand guard this weekend, make sure the rabbits don't get in there, because June said, they're ruining my cabbage. You know, what do you do?
I know, but poor June. I mean, she has to worry about soy sauce underneath the fridge, chocolate syrup in the fridge, and now rabbits eating her cabbage.
And she planted her kohlrabi outside of the mighty fortress, and evidently the rabbits liking that, too. So
they can have my part.
They're chewing. Yeah, I like kohlrabi. But I think it's a good year for rabbits, because I'm seeing like these all over town. Mm-hmm. Everywhere I go, I see little rabbits running around. So it must have been a good year for them.
Yeah, it's been raining for the last 30 days. You know that they're out in abundance now.
Yeah, they are. Oh, well.
Have nothing better to do.
What do you do, Hank? What do you do?
The na, 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 and la, 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 which don't really have any meaning in the lyrics of any song, Philip, are called vocables.
Vocables.
Yeah,
vocalable.
Vocables.
Vocables, maybe.
Mm. Did you know that?
I did know that. And
really?
Sometimes they're the main part of the song. A lot of times songwriters, they'll put those in there because, I'll put those in there temporarily because I can't come up with the right words. And then a lot of times they'll stick. They'll be like, oh, that doesn't sound that bad.
Yeah.
But then there's na-na-na-na, na-na-na-na, hey, goodbye. That one, that's nonsense lyrics. And it went to number one.
Eligible handwriting, ineligible handwriting is called graffinage. What is it?
Oh, what?
Man, you have that problem.
Griffinage?
The griffinage.
Illegible handwriting is, okay, all right. Did you write that? I can't read it. Wow. Any other Hank facts?
The dot over an I or a J is called a tittle.
Yeah, I knew that.
You did know that. Okay.
Yep.
Okay.
This could be on the quiz next week?
It very well could be.
Okay. What else do you know?
The tiny plastic table placed in the middle of a pizza box, Phil, is called a box tent.
A box tent. Yeah, I think I've heard that before, too. I don't know if I'd have been able to come up with it. But
yeah, I wouldn't that. Either.
Yeah. They make for nice coffee tables in the dollhouse.
You know? Do they?
Oh, yeah. Yeah. So you can put those in there. They're about the right shot.
Do you still play with them even though LA is not there?
Yeah, absolutely. I haven't seen her for a little while. I'm missing her. So she's in gymnastics now.
Oh, is she really?
Yeah, she's jumping all around. And
good for her, though.
Yeah, they're getting some of her energy worn off, I think.
When she gets home, when she gets back to, it's Nanny and Phil's house.
Exactly.
Phil,
I want to talk to Phil.
Pelicans also hunt cooperatively. So they will splash the surface of the water with their wings to force fish towards the shallow water, while they will scoop it easily with their bills.
I did not know that, Hank.
I didn't either.
You're just a wealth of information. Yeah. Uh-huh.
Magnets can affect your moral compass.
Magnets can affect moral
compass.
Your moral compass.
Strong magnetic fields can make people judge a more morally dubious situation as acceptable.
Oh, did not know that, Hank.
Morally dubious. I did.
Used to be magnets could wreck your watch, too.
Yeah.
Did you ever have a magnet get by your watch and then all of a sudden
I couldn't never tell time.
The next time you wind your watch, the hands are going like a fan.
Yes.
Uh-huh.
So here's one for you, Philip.
What is it? Okay. I can't even read this.
It's geography or whatever.
There's a lot more space waste in the skies than stars and planets, including over 8,000 metric tons of waste. Wow. Did not know that. I would think that'd be a hazard, you know, when you're driving around space.
I know. It's tough. I can't. You can't just go anywhere anymore.
Right.
Yeah, I got to watch the space nasty.
Space junk.
Hey, Velcro was invented by a Swiss guy who was inspired by the way burrs attach to clothing.
I think I've heard that before. Or burrs to Lady Bell's tail, you know? And then it becomes a weapon. Mm-hmm. Anything else?
Well, you're kind of famous today. The inventor of television was Philo Farnsworth.
Oh,
developed the concept when he was only 14 years old.
That's amazing. Yeah. And television actually goes back a lot further than we think. It was like back in the 20s, but they didn't really begin marketing it for about 30 years.
Really?
Perfecting it, yeah.
Venus is the only planet that rotates clockwise.
Huh. Did not know that.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
You only have 2 weeks left of this calendar. Never mind.
Oh, Hank. You better go get a refill then. Yeah.
I'm getting low.
Yeah, yes, you are.
Getting really low. I got some blank pieces back here. I don't know if they meant to do that.
Oh.
It'd be good scrap paper.
You're supposed to make
your own. Or make my own.
Make your own.
Yes.
Right. Hank Facts.
Yeah.
Anything else going on in Pea Ridge that I should know about?
I don't think so. Mm-hmm. I haven't heard a lot. What else is going on anywhere this weekend?
Thunderfest or Thunder from Hells tomorrow.
Mm-hmm. Anything else? Aren't they something going on Sunday? Isn't it the dairy breakfast?
Casanova area dairy breakfast, right? Yep, that's going on from 7 until noon.
Oh.
So we look forward to...
Are you going out there?
Yeah, maybe. We'll see. We'll see what happens. I'll see if we actually have a game or not. You know, if we have a game in Kaz... That would be convenient, but at this point we don't. So, just got this. It says, this is taught as a high honors class in Pea Ridge, Arkansas.
Oh, boy.
With their deep cheek pouches, ground squirrels can carry approximately 2 walnuts, 6 small chestnuts, and 8 acorns or 10 hazelnuts. Did you know that?
I do now.
Wow, that's amazing.
Who is that from? Is that one of our good listeners?
One of our good listeners, yeah. And also, why can't cheetahs hide?
I don't know.
Because they are always spotted. Oh,
yeah,
getting you ready for Monday.
Yeah, I would definitely redo that one. Buddy, I hope everybody beats good for the weekend and stays dry for today and looks like half of tomorrow, maybe.
I think tomorrow's going to be all right for Thunderfest and everything.
Yeah, I hope it is.
Music starts at noon for that.
Yeah. Did we get invited to play or anything?
No, we didn't get invited to play. I don't think so. Maybe we're doing the midnight gig or something. It ends at 11:30. So.
Oh, yeah, we take the stage at 12:30.
Yeah, 12:30.
Yeah, buddy, have a good day. Everybody be kind.
That's Hank Bray.
At Julie Karen State Farm, we're passionate about helping neighbors at all stages of life. The new driver, the new parent, the home buyer, the cycle riders, to the captains of boats. From your first job to the retiring couple ready to enjoy their golden years, important milestones and life's unexpected events, we choose to care for the people with the need, not just the risks and needs. Our goal is to take the confusion out of finding the right coverage. Stop by our office in Richland Center. Like a good neighbor, State Farm is there.
Napa Know-How.
Hey, this is John. For 20 years, Napa Auto and Truck Parts has proudly served our community, and we want to say thank you for being part of our journey. This month, we're celebrating with unbeatable specials. Get Shell Rotella T4 motor oil for just $17.20 a gallon, and Mobil Delvac 1300 diesel oil for only $17.99. Hurry into Napa Auto and Truck Parts today and take advantage of these incredible deals. Napa Auto and Truck Parts, thank you for 20 fantastic years in Richland Center. Napa Know-How.
Get your dirt work done right with Mueller & Sons Excavating. From drainage ditches to ATV trails, commercial sites to driveways, and residential areas to land clearing, we've got you covered. Now serving Ithaca with our new location. Call us at 608-415-7528 and schedule your project today at Mueller & Sons Excavating.
Here is Jamie Gander of Badgerland Flooring.
We started our business in 2008, and we named it Badgerland Flooring of Southwest Wisconsin, obviously. And then 6 years ago, we started doing kitchens, and we just want to really get the word out to people that we're doing those now as well. We have a showroom west end of the building is committed to kitchens. You know, we do bath remodels, vanities, countertops. You can do any type of flooring, walk-in showers, but we're really trying to let the public know we're doing a lot of kitchen nowadays, too.
See Badgerland Flooring in Richland Center for more information.
There
are so many things to look forward to with spring. Longer days and sunny skies. This is Wirtz Plumbing and Heating. Spring is a sure sign of warmer days, but the weather is also unpredictable. A warm spring day can feel like summer, which means we turn the heat off and open up the windows. The next day, the temperature drops and we need our furnace. The constant cycle of having to adjust our heat for the cold days and AC for the sporadic warm days is a battle all spring long. Fortunately, heat pumps are a great solution for spotty weather days. Armstrong Air, the professional's choice, offers solutions that is important to your needs, such as efficiency, reliability, air quality, noise reduction, and peace of mind with controls that let you monitor your equipment's performance. Call Wirtz Plumbing and Heating for a quote on a heat pump, 647-6345.
Hi, Missy.
How are you?
Oh, hey, I'm great. We just got Bug Tussle Internet installed at our house today.
Bug Tussle?
Yes, Bug Tussle. They're a Wisconsin-based internet provider that's committed to providing internet to many of our rural areas.
That's amazing.
It really is. And it's only $45 a month. Plus, they have local customer service if you need help.
Sounds perfect.
Hurry. Offer ends June 30th. Details available at btussle.com. That's B-T-U-S-S-E-L.com. Your neighbor has Bug Tussle. You should, too.
Hi, Travis with Wirtz Floor and Home. Want to improve your sleep quality? Maybe a mattress with a built-in cooling cover is just what you need from American Bedding that is made right here in Wisconsin. Stop down to our newly remodeled showroom and see why we have quickly become Spring Green's largest mattress dealer. With over a dozen mattresses on display, our expert staff will assist you in finding the perfect mattress to give you a quality night's sleep. Located on Highway 14 next to the Ring Brothers.
Some notes for this day in history. In 1986, Wham! Played its farewell concert for 72,000 fans at London's Wembley Stadium. It was also in 1992 when the first National Music Day was celebrated in England. The day was the brainchild of Mick Jagger and included hundreds of events that went on nationwide. Celebrity birthdays today include comedian director Mel Brooks, who turns 98 today on the 28th of June. Coming up, birthdays and anniversaries. Sponsored by The Shoebox, where you receive service like it ought to be.
The Shoebox in Black Earth has what you need for work boots, children's shoes, athletic shoes, and any shoe you need or want. No one has a better selection of shoes than The Shoebox, with all the latest styles for everyone needing shoes. The Shoebox is the place to go. They go the extra mile to bring you great service, proper size and fit, all at a great price. The Shoebox, open 7 days a week in Black Earth. Stop by and receive service like it ought to be.
Happy birthday wishes today, first of all, to Landon Thompson, happy 19th, from Lori and the Guys. Also to our little big guy, from Small Beginnings Came Great Adventures, happy birthday from Mom, Dad, Carrick, and Piper. Landon Thompson, our smart, talented grandson, has a birthday from Graham and Butchie. From the Durst Family Archives, happy birthday to Marsha Durst Belter, Gabriella Horth, and Raven Bartles as well. Have a great day today from Uncle Butch and Aunt Margaret. And happy birthday number 15 to beautiful niece Riley Horth from Lori and the Guys. To Raven Bartles from Grampy and Grammy, have a great day. Wyatt Hies from Ash Creek United Methodist Church. Darren Steinmetz from Park Street Christian Church, have a great day today. Happy wishes going out to Abigail Marie Weirs, who is 30 today, to a great mom, a great person overall. So happy birthday from Mom and Dad to Abby Haas Weirs, who turns 30 a plateau today. Happy wishes to Doris Eck from Willow Valley United Methodist Church. Cindy McCarthy, love from Mom and Dad today. To Marsha Belter from Lori and the Guys and to Raven Bartles from Lori and the Guys. Happy wishes as well going out to Heather Ewing, Aaron Jelenic, Darren Steinmetz, and Nate Gallagher from Little Willow Birthday and Anniversary Club. The Muscadet, Avoca, and Blue River Lions Club, leaving us wishes for Joshua Clark, Dale Hagenston, also Kaya Jones, Joyce Ward, and Brett Johnson. To Doris Eck from Schmidwithin Hills, residents and staff. And happy birthday today from the RC Lions to Landon Thompson, Josh Clark, Samuel Erickson, Aaron Jelenic, Marcy Sharp, Cindy McCarthy, Darren Steinmetz, Bev Fink. Happy anniversary, Ed and Bev Fink, Mike and Teresa Nelson, and Barb and Darlo Wentz. The Bloom City Town Crier salutes Bev Fink, Aaron Jelenic, Marcy Sharp, Bruce Witterberg, Emily Zarea. Happy anniversary, Ed and Bev Fink, and Darlo and Barb Wentz. Happy birthday today. Wishes from Richland Center United Methodist Church to Bev Fink. Happy anniversary to Ed and Bev. And happy birthday, Bev, from Ed. And to Bev Fink from Ed, happy anniversary. Special day today. Happy anniversary back at you, Ed, from Bev. We got them going both ways today. Congratulations and best wishes. And happy anniversary to Avis and Ronnie Rote. Happy anniversary today from Pat and Luann. And we have a nice card for Glenn and Diane Miller. Happy 49th wedding anniversary today. Congratulations on this special day for you both, and thanks for sending those along.
Not another birthday, not another anniversary. If you're thinking this, you're not alone. This is Jamie at J.J. Walsh Jewelers, and my job is to make these events a little easier for you so you don't get in trouble again this year. We've worked hard to become Southwest Wisconsin's premier diamond jewelry store. What does that mean to you? It means we have a tremendous amount of statement jewelry pieces in every price point. Spending $20? No problem. Spending $10,000? No problem. Designer jewelry with a small town casual atmosphere. Only at J.J. Walsh Jewelers, downtown Richland Center.
Fire up your grills. It's time for Richland Locker's Sizzling Chicken Grilling Sale. Get delicious chicken drumsticks and leg quarters for just $1.18 per pound, and bone-in chicken thighs for only $1.88 per pound. From our deli, enjoy Crunch Mars Mesquite Smoked Turkey Breast at $8.48 per pound, and Meister's Banana Pepper Jack Cheese at just $5.48 per pound. Richland Locker, your local stop for fresh, flavorful deals. Visit us today. Richland Locker, Richland Center.
7:41 the time, 57 the temp, and here's Anne Marie for our special couples.
I'll always remember the song they were playing the first time we danced, and I knew as we swayed to every night.
That's Anne Murray with a special song for our special couple celebrating today and, well, every day. Phil and Lee, hoping you have a great rest of your day. Joanne has the news next.
Can you believe the next heating season is just a few months away? Hi, this is Amanda from Meyer Oil & LP. With a busy summer season, don't forget to call and get your summer fill. Or if you're considering a new fuel provider, please call and talk with one of our friendly office staff at 608-524-3914. Call today and join the Meyer Oil & LP family.
Looking for the perfect lift chair? A-Plus Furniture and Mattress Outlet in Richland Center has you covered. We carry the Ultra Comfort line of lift chairs. These top-of-the-line American-made lift chairs are customizable with options like extendable footrests, waterproof fabric, and some have a weight capacity of up to 600 pounds. Whether you need extra help standing or just want to lounge in luxury, visit A-Plus Furniture and Mattress Outlet at 172 South Church Street today for the ultimate in comfort and convenience. Your perfect lift chair is waiting.
WRCO 100.9 FM, Richland Center.
Good morning. It is a rainy 57 degrees in Richland Center. WRCO and WRCE News is sponsored by Town and Country TV and Appliance, Walsh's Ace Hardware, and Jones Chevrolet Buick. Rain, occasional thunder this morning, then another round of showers and thunderstorms this afternoon. 1 to 2 inches of rain is possible today. Breezy and humid with a high of 73. Tonight, mostly cloudy with scattered showers and thunderstorms this evening. Diminishing and moving out overnight. Humid with a low of 66. Currently in Richland Center, it is a rainy 57 degrees, which is also our morning low. And we have received 34 hundredths of an inch of rain.
Walsh's Ace is now your one-stop shop for all your car key needs. Whether it's making a new key, a new remote, giving your current remote a facelift, or even getting a new proximity key, Walsh's Ace can do it all. Stop in and see what they can do for you. Walsh's Ace can cut and program keys and fobs that cover approximately 92% of all cars on the road. Walsh's program keys on site and can save you up to 60% off dealership prices. Stop in to check it out at Walsh's Ace in Richland Center and at Ace of La Crosse.
Ace is the place with the helpful heart.
Good morning from the Civic Media News Desk. I'm Joanne Krulatz. For a second time, a recall effort against Speaker Robin Voss is rejected. On a 4-2 vote Thursday, the Wisconsin Elections Commission found that organizers failed to collect enough valid signatures on the recall petition. Democratic appointees Commissioner Mark Thompson and Chair Ann Jacobs voted against a motion from Republican appointee Don Millis, which found the petition to be insufficient. Although WEC staff had advised there were enough signatures to proceed, commissioners voted 4-3 in support of Millis's resolution. The decision means Voss will not face a recall unless organizers can get a court to intervene. Voss was targeted by supporters of former President Donald Trump. Thursday's Wisconsin Elections Commission meeting at the Capitol included a call for Commissioner Robert Spindell to resign. Several people made the demand. Spindell, a Republican appointee whose term expires in 2026, was one of a slate of fake Republican electors who met at the Capitol following Donald Trump's 2020 loss to President Joe Biden in Wisconsin. He has given no indication that he plans to resign. In Washington this weekend, low-income voters are hoping to get the attention of elected officials this weekend. Joyce Frome of Oshkosh is a Wisconsin Media Committee member of Saturday's Mass Poor People and Low-Wage Workers Assembly. She said low-income voters are almost a third of the electorate, and if they voted together, they would be one of the most powerful voting blocks around. Organizers hope to mobilize the one-third of the U.S. electorate who are poor and low-wage infrequent voters. The Wisconsin Supreme Court ruled Thursday that an order barring an anti-abortion protester from coming close to a Planned Parenthood nurse violated his First Amendment free speech rights and must be overturned. The court is controlled 4-3 by liberals. It ruled unanimously in ordering that the injunction be dismissed. A Trempealeau County judge in 2020 barred Brian Eich from being near nurse Nancy Kinchy, who sometimes worked in a small family planning clinic in the western Wisconsin city of Blair. Kinchy said Aish threatened her by saying both bad things would happen to her or her family if she didn't quit her job. A $5.2 million community facilities grant will be used to construct a new 26,000-square-foot fire station to serve as the sole base of operations for the Viroqua Fire Department. The new station will help to positively contribute to firefighter performance, response time, safety equipment, storage maintenance, and the ability to expand services to meet the needs of the greater Viroqua community. The current facility, built in 1964, has undergone several renovations since, many completed by firefighters using salvaged materials from a local technical college. The Community Facilities Direct Loans and Grants Program provides affordable funding to develop essential community facilities in rural areas. An essential community facility is defined as a facility that provides an essential service to the local community for the orderly development of the community in a primarily rural area and does not include private, commercial, or business undertakings. University of Wisconsin-Madison scientists are poised to gain a better understanding of how to treat a progressive scarring disease of the lungs that kills an estimated 40,000 people every year in the United States. Despite its status as a leading cause of death in the U.S., researchers still don't understand exactly how and why the disease, known as idiopathic pulmonary fibrosis, or IPF, takes hold and progresses, and doctors have few effective therapies at their disposal. Now, an interdisciplinary group of researchers from UW-Madison's Institute for Clinical and Translational Research, School of Medicine and Public Health, College of Engineering, and School of Pharmacy will investigate the biological processes that promote lung scarring. With the aid of artificial intelligence and advanced 3D modeling, they will also develop and refine new imaging techniques and drug delivery systems that could aid in halting its progression. The new work builds on expertise in IPF gained over years at UW-Madison and is possible thanks to nearly $11 million in funding from the U.S. Department of Defense. A former Richland County employee at Pine Valley Community Village has been arrested following an investigation. The county became aware of alleged threats made against Administrator Shaponda Ann Jimerson, 38 of Middleton, and immediately referred the matter to law enforcement, which led to a parallel investigation into the allegations. In April, the Richland County Sheriff's Office launched its investigation into the stalking threats made against Jimerson, which raised serious concerns about her safety and well-being. The threats, which were sent through two fictitious Facebook accounts, seemed like a complex case of harassment. The investigation continued when Jimerson sought a harassment injunction against a resident of Richland County, claiming that she and her family were being targeted and harassed by this individual. To support her case, she presented a letter and other material items as evidence of the harassment she was experiencing. However, as the investigation unfolded, a shocking truth emerged. Jimerson herself was behind the threats, and the Richland County Sheriff's Office discovered that the letter used in the injunction was fabricated. As investigators dug deeper, the truth began to unravel. The Richland County Sheriff's Office obtained a collection of online activity records, which revealed that Jimerson had created the fictitious Facebook accounts herself and was sending threatening messages to herself. This was a clear case of self-victimization, where Jimerson had concocted a web of lies to deceive those that support her. On June 25th, the Richland County Sheriff's Office, in collaboration with the Middleton Police Department, executed a search warrant. Shaponda Ann Jimerson has been arrested for perjury and resisting or obstructing an officer. The county's investigation into Pine Valley led to Shaponda Ann Jimerson's termination on June 13th. As a record-setting 1.4 Wisconsinites prepare to set out for an Independence Day road trip, AAA urges drivers to make sure their vehicle is ready for the road. AAA expects to rescue nearly 800,000 stranded motorists during the 9-day holiday period from Saturday, June 29th to Sunday, July 7th. The most common problems AAA expects stranded motorists to have are dead batteries, flat tires, and lockouts. AAA tips to prevent car problems are check your tires. Inspect all four tires and the spare tire if your vehicle has one. Pay special attention to both tire inflation pressure and tread depth. Check your battery. The average car battery life is typically 3 to 5 years. If your engine is slow to start and or your lights are dim, your battery may be nearing the end of its life. Listen to and feel the brakes. If you hear a grinding sound or feel vibration when applying the brakes, take your vehicle to an auto repair shop for brake inspection. Replace wiper blades and replenish windshield cleaner. Top off engine oil and other fluids and replenish emergency kit supplies. Tips for drivers with car trouble are pull as far over on the shoulder as safely possible to create more distance between your vehicle and passing traffic. Turn your hazard lights on so other drivers are aware you are there. Call for assistance. Remain with your vehicle as long as it is safe to do so. If getting out of your vehicle, watch for the oncoming traffic for a good time to exit and remain alert and close to your vehicle. Avoid turning your back to traffic whenever possible. When traveling on the highway, try to get to the next exit or stopping point if you are safely able to do so. Preparing your vehicle is one thing. It is also important that drivers are personally ready to focus on the road. Watch your speed. For more than 2 decades, speeding has been involved in approximately 1/3 of all motor vehicle fatalities. Watch the road. Distracted drivers kill thousands of people every year. Rest up. Drowsy driving is as dangerous as drunk driving. Drive sober. Drugs and alcohol negatively impact the important brain functions needed for driving safely: judgment, motor skills, memory, and reaction time. And move over for roadside workers and stranded motorists. Fatal roadside crashes are a growing problem nationwide. Every year, nearly 350 people are struck and killed outside a disabled vehicle. Additionally, on average, one tow operator is killed at the roadside every other week. These deaths can be avoided if drivers follow the law and move over. The Spring Green Arts and Crafts Fair is a growing event throughout the Midwest. Spring Green Arts and Crafts Fair co-president Diane Barenbrook says it is a juried event with many categories to see.
We have 10 different categories in our juried art fair. The categories are glass, pottery, graphics, jewelry, photography, sculpture, fiber, painting, wood, and then fine crafts or others. So when artists apply for the fair, they select the category that they are going to display their work in. And that is mostly for judging purposes, because we do provide prizes, a first and second prize in each category, and also a best of show.
There will also be live entertainment. The Spring Green Arts Fair will be held Saturday from 9 to 5 and Sunday from 9 to 4 in downtown Spring Green.
Summer is heating up at Town & Country TV and Appliance. Discover unbeatable deals on top brands like Whirlpool, KitchenAid, Amana, Maytag, Speed Queen, and Frigidaire. The Town & Country team will install your new appliances and recycle your old ones. Now with two locations to serve you. The Superstore at 2490 Highway 14 in Richland Center and the newly opened showroom at downtown Reedsburg at 206 East Main Street. For store hours and details about the incredible summer savings sale, visit townandcountryrc.com.
Today is Friday, June 28th. Ronald James Mellum, 77, of Richland Center, died Tuesday at his home. Friends may call at the Pratt Memorial Chapel in Richland Center Saturday from 10 until 1. Ronald James Mellum, 77, of Richland Center. John Morris Hale, 72, of Plain, died June 3rd after battling heart disease and gallbladder issues. A memorial service will be held Sunday at 1 at the Arena VFW. Friends may call at the Arena VFW Sunday from 11 to 1. The Richardson Stafford Funeral Home is assisting the family with arrangements. For John Morris Hale, 72, of Plain.
Keeping your vehicle running at its best is easy with GM certified service from Jones Chevrolet. From oil changes to tires to brakes and multi-point inspections, Jones Chevrolet has the expertise, technology, and convenient hours to take good care of your vehicle. For the very best GM certified service, make an appointment soon by calling 647-3788 or stopping at Jones Chevrolet, Highway 14 East, Richland Center, or visit JonesChev.com.
ABC News at 8 on WRCO FM 100.9 and WRCE 107.7 FM and 1450 AM in Richland Center is sponsored by the Creative Outlet with custom-made scrapbooking supplies and consignment clothing. Rain, occasional thunder this morning, then another round of showers and thunderstorms this afternoon. 1 to 2 inches of rain is possible today. Breezy and humid with a high of 73. It's currently a rainy 57 degrees at